Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you.
Well, what's the length of a perfect pop song? That one you've just been hearing, The Beatles' From Me to You, comes in at 1 minute and 56 seconds. Is that what artists should be aiming for, or do fans prefer something to linger a little longer? Simon Marr is a music journalist and presenter on 8 Radio. He's with me here in studio. Simon, 1 minute 56 seconds, released in 1964. Maybe that tells us a bit about why it's 1 minute and 56 seconds, the format of music at the time.
Well, this is the thing. Like, first of all, that you had the physical limitation, as there was only so much that you could stick into the groove on a piece of vinyl. So that was as long as you couldn't really go an awful lot longer. And also because an awful lot of stuff was coming from jukeboxes, and jukeboxes made their money by people putting in loads and loads and loads of coins. So if you had a song that was 4 or 5 minutes long, but where if you had a song that was only 2 minutes long, you got twice the amount of coins for your buck. So that's what happened. That's what started this all.
Okay, did technology change or did tastes change by the 1970s for things to get longer?
I think both did. So radio really started to take off when it came to sort of longer songs and started to accept longer songs. But then you got the whole prog rock movement and all the bits that went with that, and double and triple albums, and singles started to be 6 and 7 minutes long.
Okay, well, hang on. Here's one that I think most people would be familiar with that's a bit longer than that. Oh, no. All right, no, not that one. I was expecting American Pie, which is
I think which goes on forever.
8 minutes 42. As anyone who's been to a party knows.
Yes, oh, yeah. Absolutely. When somebody gets out the guitar and decides they're going to do American Pie, but when you go back, so stuff like the Supremes, Baby Love, and everything was probably sort of towards the end of that era. But it didn't take long to get into the '70s for the really, really, really long tracks to happen, and that is you start to be able to get, I suppose, thinner grooves on vinyl, so you're able to get a longer song onto. And people started chancing their arm, but when they started releasing songs of 7 and 8 and 9 minutes long, you were like, "No, this is too much." Jukeboxes were gone at that stage, but radio loved a long song.
Right, double concept albums and the like. Yeah, did those things get airplay? 8 minute songs?
Did you know what, there was always that thing about the idea was that the longer a song you get, there was a while when you were into the land of Alice's Restaurant and all that stuff where you could have 18, 19 minute songs, and it was taken to be a cool thing that you could play these really, really long songs. Didn't work for Top 40 radio, but for the rock radio stations of the 70s, you know, and I suppose musical taste of then is that if you weren't going to get a 7 or an 8 minute guitar solo in the middle of it, then it wasn't worth listening to.
I think that's Arlo Guthrie, is it?
Alex? Yes.
Yeah, I think our colleague Cahill Murray played that one time in the middle of the day when he was doing the 12 o'clock slot. I think it was the first and only time I'd ever heard it played on the radio. But anyway, yeah, so I suppose people are familiar with some of those. And then I suppose things change at the end of the 70s. There's, you know, people start reclaiming the 7-inch vinyl with punk and all of that. And then we get into the 80s, 90s and the 2000s. And there's a bit of stabilisation.
It did. It stabilised really from punk onwards. It sort of stayed. So punk kind of went back to that aesthetic of the 3-minute pop song, you know, so an awful lot of tunes were between 2 and 3 minutes, and people liked them, and it was verse, chorus, gone.
All right. Well, let's hear an example of that from I suppose the updated shorter era, Britney Spears. Three minutes 30 seconds. That's about bang on.
Truth be known, I think that's around about the sweet spot, you know, because you have enough time. There's enough time to still get some sort of a song structure in, and there is the time to tell some method of a story as you go. 3 minutes 30, I think, is round about the sweet spot, and people did it, and probably for 30, 35 years, that's pretty much the way that it stayed. You know, you had that. You had the occasional rocker who would go on into your 5 minutes, but maybe 5 minutes was about it. You know, you had some very, very short songs, but generally you were sitting around about 3 minutes. And I always used to talk about it, that it was the Barry Lang on the hotline thing.
Go on.
You know, Barry Lang had to get between 10 and 12 songs in every night on the hotline between 7 and 8. You know, so they had to be 3 minutes. You know, that's what you needed. If you had one song that was 6 minutes long, that was it. Everything else was thrown off. You know, people were never going to make their selections. So the Barry Lang test or the Tony Fenton test was how you knew how long a pop song should
be. Well, as a fellow who runs a radio station yourself, you have some sympathy with the pressures of playlists. I suppose it's not really until there are re-releases of things like Bohemian Rhapsody that you get kind of reruns of those kind of things. And then we're into the 2010s YouTube shorts and TikTok and the likes of this.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back.
Old Town Road, 153, kind of getting back to where we were with
big
the Beatles.
Big time, and in a terrible hurry to get to the point as well. That was the big thing, because when it came to TikTok and with YouTube shorts and all that stuff as well, you needed to get there quickly. So the idea that you would have this 30-second build-up, you know, and then your first verse, and you mightn't get to a chorus for 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, you got to get in there quickly with whatever the hook is. So you started to get shorter songs, but structurally it was like, okay, knock out the intro, knock out the second verse, knock out the bridge. We just do short, if we can possibly get in and start with the chorus, then we're laughing, because we get 30 seconds. And the metric at that stage was all about plays. You know, it didn't matter how long was played. As long as you were played, that's where the money came from.
And what other songs are you talking about in that ballpark? Because I suppose most people aren't really running the stop clock on a particular pop tune, but
no.
You know, we are back almost bang on the same duration as the Beatles tune we heard. So what you know, what other kind of tracks are we talking there?
So you look at stuff like Pink Panthers is somebody who is renowned for all of this, you know, and there was a school of thought for a short period of time that it was like, well, two reasons why songs should be short. One is so you get to the hook quickly, and two, because they said writing long songs is too hard. So it's like, if I only have to do one verse and two choruses, then and this is going to be much easier. So people like Pink Panthers with songs like Just For Me that are sub 2 minutes long but are banging straight in with the hook became huge for a while. But it was, again, probably a shorter time than it was even in the 50s and 60s.
And things then change again, tracks getting longer. This one from Chapel Roan.
God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl and you dance at the club. Oh, mama,
so TikTok, YouTube shorts haven't gone away. So why the change in the duration when it's the same audience?
You'll see that we did get to the chorus relatively quickly there. Like, it didn't take us ages. So that bit of the structure has probably changed in songs forever now at this stage. But the duration is gone because, I suppose, singers for a start and songwriters wanted to still tell a story. And you couldn't do it in a verse and two choruses. You needed an extra little bit.
So we're nearly back to the traditional ballad of you hit the chorus in between and tell the story in the verses. And as long as it's catchy enough.
Yeah, but you have to. But the hook is so important. So for TikTok and YouTube, the hook is there. But people have now decided that they want to listen to the rest of the song. So they'll listen, they'll hear the 30 seconds on a TikTok video or whatever it is. But what they want is they want the rest of it then. So they've gone back and they look for songs. So even Pink Pony Club is 4.5 minutes long. Driver's License, Olivia Rodrigo, that's 4 minutes long. So you're back to that sort of duration. Radio are relatively happy again because they're back to being able to play 10 songs an hour. Their dread was that if people's attention spans for music dropped that far, that they'd have to play and somehow schedule 25, 30 songs in an hour. And that became a complete nightmare for them. So they wanted to get back to the 10. So if you've got 10 songs at 3.5, 4 minutes an hour, everybody is happy with it. And what happens is a lot of the algorithms then for the streamers are all about people who listen through. It's how much of it that you listen to. It used to be just that it was just once it was played, you got your check. But now it's okay. The more you listen, the longer you listen to a track, the more you're going to get paid. So okay. I think
and there are some pushing it beyond the 4 minutes. I think, you know,
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift will go for a good 10-minute version of a song as well. Lana Del Rey is famous for it. 7.5 minutes. So there's more of that has come out now. And that's the route that we're taking. But the perfect pop song still, I think, is going to live in that 3 to 4 minute bracket. And it always will.
Okay, what about streaming service? Because in podcasts, you know, you can have a 3-hour podcast because it's a private listen.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not mass audience catering. It's a relationship one-to-one. So has streaming in any way changed people's appetite for duration? They're guided towards what they want. Maybe they have a tolerance for something longer.
Well, I think they do now. I think definitely their tolerance has increased. But what they have done is they've noticed that people are going back. And this is because they've got all the data on everything, is that they've noticed that people are listening to full albums again even. You know, they'll go and they'll say, oh, I like that song, I must listen to the rest of the album. Whereas in the past, they were worried. They listen to 30 seconds and that's it. They will never listen to us again. They'll make a playlist of 30 second duration clips of songs, whereas now they've worked out that people are willing to listen for that bit longer. And when it comes to making sense and making a few bob out of the music business, it's all now about the amount of time you spend listening.
Okay, well there you go. You can use your wisdom to recommend albums to your kids from now on to stick on their playlist. Simon Marr, music journalist and presenter on 8 Radio, thanks for joining us. We're back in a minute.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.